This is National Nursing Week to coincide with the birth of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. And nursing has been described as both a science and an art, and it's undergone changes over the years. And here to talk to us more about the changes and challenges facing nurses today is Cheryl Sheridan. She is Chief Nursing Officer at Rochester General Hospital, and she has spent 3 decades in the nursing profession. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
For decades, the American Nurses Association has been advocating for health care reforms. And now, with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, millions more people will have access to health care. How is this likely to impact nurses? And do we have enough nurses, do you think, to manage the influx of patients that will be treated in all sorts of medical settings now?
It gives nurses really an opportunity to participate in what care is going to look like going forward. So with the increased access, there will be increased need. And nurses are really positioned well in the community and through different opportunities to really engage with the patients, the people, the community, to really focus on educating health and wellness, really focus on prevention. Where in the past we've been more focused on treating people and things. So nurses just have this great opportunity. Our training really focused on holistic care and things so that it's a natural fit for us.
Well, locally, we have recently seen the discussion about the consolidation of some hospital systems and the closure of Brockport's hospital. Are there enough jobs to go around for the registered nurses in our region who are displaced by changes like that?
Actually, right now, the market in Rochester, we're seeing nurses that are coming out of school not able to find jobs. But that is just that will be a short period of time. And so we're really encouraging new nurses to consider being very flexible, consider part-time positions as they enter the market. We're poised to have a mass exodus of nurses over the next several years. So it's important that these new nurses today actually get in, begin to work in the field, gain experience and expertise.
Oh, for many generations, of course, those entering the nursing profession were largely young women. How has that changed over the years?
We are seeing truly a cross-representation. We're seeing more men coming into the field, which is a great thing. Men are drawn for the same reason as women, nursing in general. People talk about it really being a calling, a passion, want to make a difference. And so we're seeing men join both at a young age and then second career. And we're seeing people in general considering nursing as a second career. Again, coming back to there are so many opportunities today. And really, you know, talking about people I've talked to are really talking about a passion that's always been there. And I have the opportunity today to really go back to school and do what I wanted to do for a very long time.
Aside from the local jobs shortage, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing the nursing profession today?
Patients are very, very ill. And so making sure that nurses are really practicing, understanding what their scope of practice is and really practicing to the top of the license, and combining that science and technology. There's so much technology out there. What's key for us today is really not to forget these are people and that whole caring and compassion aspect of the care we provide.
Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Cheryl Sheridan, she is Chief Nursing Officer at Rochester General Hospital.